From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, in case you haven't figured it out, there's stuff going on, man. Coming up tomorrow, the Opportunity for All Kids Conference is happening at St. Pius X High School. That is the venue that Rio Grande Foundation is using. They're the host of the event, but it's really for everyone, for policymakers, teachers, administrators, legislators. Before I go on, it's a free event, by the way, the Opportunity for All Kids Conference New Mexico. And the deal is that they're addressing the education issues here in the state of New Mexico. Now, a lot of Christian families have chosen alternatives to public education, but there's plenty of kids in public education, and it matters in our state how we handle the system, whether it's charter schools, private schools, parochial schools, homeschools, micro schools. And together, the hope is to reform New Mexico's education systems and expand those options for kids. A free conference tomorrow. It's the Opportunity for All Kids Conference New Mexico. The website's real easy to remember. OAKNM. That's OAK for Opportunity for All Kids. OAKNM.org. And then another event that actually starts tonight in the Heights, Hope Church in Albuquerque. That's Juan de Bon north of Montgomery, is hosting Fullness. It's a fine arts event. That's tonight and tomorrow. Both nights will be identical. But essentially go out and enjoy original performances, whether it's song or dance or art, like portraits or photography, or they're also having dessert, all created just for this event, a free event tonight. Hope Church, the website's hopechurchabq.com. All right, and now another website I want you to remember for the rest of this segment and the next segment is CalvarySouthwest.com. Plenty of things going on there, and the way to find out what's going on there, the best way is to get the main guy in here. Ray Montoya is here from Calvary Southwest, who are listeners here on Keeping It Real every Saturday and Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Steve, thank you for having me. It's always a privilege and a joy to be on with you.
You have all kinds of stuff going on as we head into fall, which, by the way, how do you love, you know, this weather, right?
This weather is absolutely amazing. It's the kind of weather you just want to stay outside and just soak in the sun.
That's right. And hopefully it stays like a lot like this as we head into the balloon fiesta. What's your favorite part of fall, Ray?
My favorite part of fall, early morning.
Yeah.
Heading outside, having a nice cup of coffee with the Word of God.
Yeah.
And just enjoying that cool breeze. And then I love the temperatures, how they rise in the afternoon. I just love fall. September, October are my two favorite months out of the year.
Not early enough for the sunrise?
Not early enough.
Now, I haven't done the morning show for a long time. I would tell you, when I was, you know, forced, you know, because of my occupation to be here, that was one of my favorite parts. Just, you know, we just talked about the Fullness event coming in art. But, you know, who does the masterpieces, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Including us. I mean, yeah. We're one of his masterpieces. But to see him right across the sky, and the things that he does, especially this kind of time of year, we got a few clouds mixing in, so it's usually beautiful sunsets, sunrises, and he's busy not only doing that, but he's busy at work at Calvary Southwest, including a brand new women's study that's getting underway. What can you tell me?
That kicks off tonight. The series is Knowing the Holy One. It's a 7-week series every Thursday at 6:30. And my wife, Sonia, will be teaching on the Holy Spirit from scriptures out of the Bible. So it's an amazing study. It's a citywide study where women come out.
Yeah.
They gather for worship. They gather for a teaching through the scriptures. They have small groups, fellowship afterward. And it's really just an amazing study of helping to build these ladies up in their faith and teaching them from the scripture how to be the women of God that God has called them to be. And this series, I believe it's going to be spectacular because it's going to be on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And my wife's going to teach these ladies who the Holy Spirit is and how the Holy Spirit comes alongside and comforts and helps and enlightens our spiritual understanding and reveals to us what the hope of his calling is for our lives. So great opportunity for ladies to jump in from all over the city and be a part of a dynamic women's study that's really making a difference in our church and in our community.
Well, and that Thrive Women's Bible Study, again, that starts tonight at 6:30 at Calvary Southwest. And Ray, tell the folks who aren't familiar with how to get there.
We're right off of Coors and Fortuna. So if you take Interstate 40, you'll head south on Coors to Fortuna. You take a ride on Fortuna, go down about a block, and we're on the left-hand side. We're right across the street from West Mesa High School at 6510 Fortuna Road Northwest.
All right. And in the same way that the ladies really need to gather like that to encourage one another, to sharpen one another, same goes for the guys, Ray. And here again, Calvary Southwest, they've got plans for the guys. And, you know, I typically go this route. When guys are involved, there's typically food. So it'd be interesting to see what's planned for the retreat. But you're having a men's retreat.
We're having a men's retreat October 20th through the 22nd. Kicks off that Friday evening at 6:30. And we'll be up at beautiful Glorieta that entire weekend. And our theme this year is Transformed Lives. We're going to look at men who went from bad to godly, from sinners to saints, and great opportunity for men to plug in with other men. We'll be in the Word. We'll be in fellowship. We're going to have workshops where we're going to help these men to overcome pornography, different struggles that men have. And so these workshops are going to be geared towards helping them transform from maybe impurity to purity, from procrastination to pursuing Jesus. And so it's going to be just an amazing time for men to jump in and be a part of an amazing retreat.
Well, you know, Ray, it's encouraging to see, you know, you and I were talking about off the air, just, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful outside. It's really beautiful outside. And we live in such a dark place with so many evil things happening. You don't even need to go around the corner. It's everywhere.
Exactly.
And to see another church like Calvary Southwest that's equipping the women with the study that starts tonight, and, you know, sharpening the guys with the retreat that's coming up, you know, really to prepare warriors. And when I say a hummingbird is right outside our window.
Beautiful.
I mean, God is just...
Gorgeous. The heavens declare God's glory, and so does his creation.
but you know, you're preparing people to be warriors, whether it's speaking out in a loving way, but to be heard, because, you know, something Pastor Skip said recently really resonated with me. You know, those that would do evil are making their agenda and their message crystal clear in our community.
Exactly.
And it's time we did the same.
Yeah.
Now it's important that I think that we're urgent, but that we're loving, and that means wanting the best for those we're delivering the message to. So we have plenty more to talk about, as a matter of fact, as far as what's going on at Calvary Southwest and calvarysouthwest.com. But I do want to thank you and Sonia and your team at Calvary Southwest for being part of what's good here in Albuquerque, because it can get discouraging when we see all the different headlines.
Exactly. And we need to be that strong light in the midst of darkness. Like Jesus said, let your light so shine, go into the world and be light, be salt. This is our time, and the enemy, the devil, is trying to take what belongs to God and what belongs to his believers. And he's doing everything that he can. This is our time to rise.
He's done that from the get-go.
Yes,
right?
He has.
He even copies God.
Oh, he sure does.
And
a mimic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all counterfeit.
And not in a good way. He takes what God has created, and he goes after his kids. And like I said, right from the get-go. Well, listen, we're up against the break. We're going to take a quick break, but some of the things you want to stick around for, we're going to talk about an Israel trip that you may consider being a part of, the current series going on at Calvary Southwest, and of course, with fall, there's all kinds of events, and Calvary Southwest is no exception. We'll let you know about all of that, what's going on, as we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right, we're in studio with Ray Montoya from Calvary Southwest. Again, you can hear Ray Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 o'clock on Keeping It Real. And in our first segment, we mentioned the women's study that's getting underway tonight, Knowing the Holy One. Sonia, Ray's wife, is going to be teaching the ladies, beginning that starting that study tonight. And again, it is at 6:30 at Calvary Southwest. Go to calvarysouthwest.com for details. And the information about tonight's study is on the website. We mentioned the men's retreat. Gentlemen, that's going to be in October, right?
October later on. 20th through the 22nd.
And it's not on the website yet, but it's going to be there. So go to calvarysouthwest.com. But Ray, if someone wanted to call the church, what's the best way for them to just go to the contact at Calvary Southwest?
Yeah, go to contact.
Yeah, at Calvary Southwest. .com.
They can email us or they can call us at 505-833-5441 and make contact with us.
Okay. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, other things that you guys have coming up. Let's get through these because we only got a few minutes and I want to make sure to mention several things. With fall at Calvary Southwest comes Trunk or Treat.
Trunk or Treat.
Now, I'm gonna tell you, I have never attended a Trunk or Treat. I've been to a fall festival, a harvest thing, and actually now I call it Fall Vestaween, you know, so you can kind of cover all of them, or maybe I need to say Fall Vesto Trunk. What is a trunk or treat?
Our vision, and I was just talking with our children's ministry leader last night. We were talking about this event, and I was just casting vision and reminding him why we do what we do when it comes to trunk or treat. Our desire is to reach the lost and to be the light in the darkness. And when we do our trunk or treat, we have fun, we have games, we have candy, we have skits, we have free food, but we also present the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a way that people are saved, because we know that 90% of the people that come to our trunk or treat, they're unchurched.
Yeah.
We don't have many churched people who come. And so it's the unchurched. They bring their kids.
It's a safe place,
too. It's a safe place. It's a fun place. And so we always present the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we have people who bring their cars. They decorate them. They're playing worship music. They're handing out tracts. So while they're getting the candy, they're indirectly sharing the gospel. And then later on in the evening, we have a stage set up, and then we present the gospel of Jesus Christ and give people an opportunity to come to faith in Christ. So it's really an amazing outreach for people in our community, for people in our city to come out, get free candy, free food, hear the gospel, have fun. There's jumpers, face painting, all these different things. And so it's a great opportunity.
And is there a date set yet?
October 31st.
You are doing it on Tuesday. Okay.
Tuesday, October 31st at 6:30. 6:30 to 8:30. So we have a two-hour window.
Okay. One of the other things we want to make sure to mention, a trip to Israel. Are you and Sonia both going on the trip?
We're both going on the trip. And this is my first trip that I am actually leading. We've gone on a couple of trips in the past. This trip I'm actually leading. It's going to be March 4th through the 13th, 2024. It's going to be an amazing trip to the Holy Land. It's a 10-day trip. We're going to visit the Beatitudes, the Dead Sea, Masada, those type of places, Caesarea Philippi. It's going to be rich. To me, this is a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And if you're able to go to Israel with us, you have until December to register, but that's the deadline. So there's
CalvarySouthwest.com.
Okay. There's a window of grace still, but it's slowly closing.
Can I testify?
Yes.
Okay. I went once, and I will tell you this too. The Lord provided that trip. Skip was planning to go to Israel, and I really wanted to go. The kids were a lot younger, so we still had, you know, a lot of kids at home, and you know, just I work in ministry. I wasn't super affordable to, you know, pack up and go to Israel. And, you know, I actually got to a point where I just got to reality. Nah, I'm not going to be able to go right now. It feels like the Lord put a peace on my heart. And it was, the message was, hey, you're going to go to the New Jerusalem someday.
Yes.
So if you don't go right now, be at peace with, and I was at peace with that. And when I ended up at peace with that, my mom, who wanted to go, she said, you know, I'd like to go on that trip to Israel, but your dad doesn't really want to go. if I paid for you to go, would you go with me?
Wow.
And I said, yes. Yeah. So, as far as testifying about going on a trip to Israel, so many people say it brings the Bible alive.
It does. It really does.
Let me tell you, when I got back, what I experienced. I remember hearing a teaching from Chuck Smith, probably more than this, but this stands out to me. And he was talking about the division of the land amongst the tribes. And having been to Israel, whether it's north near Lebanon at the mouth of the Jordan River, which is like where anyone that's listening that goes camping would love to go camping.
Exactly.
You know, they talk about the cedars of Lebanon, and I mean, it's just beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous.
And then down to Masada, Dead Sea area. And
lowest part of the earth.
As he was talking about the division of the land, I thought, and it was so fleshy. but I thought, if I was the dude that got that land down near the Dead Sea, I would have been so mad.
It was dry and salty.
It was a gift from God. But just to be able to visualize these different places.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, and God will provide just a quick testimony. Sonia and I got a text this morning from a young lady that's going on her trip. She made a commitment to go, and the text said, guess what? It's so awesome. The Lord did. She said, I had paid for half of Israel that was due, and the Lord met me halfway with the money left over from my financial aid and from my mom and dad blessing me. It equaled out to the other half. God literally met me halfway.
Yeah.
That was a text this morning that we received from one of the young ladies that's going on our trip. God will provide if you take that step of faith.
And so, and let me encourage those who aren't going to be able to go, who aren't going to go, that, you know, land where I did. You know, if you're one of his kids, you're going to see the New Jerusalem.
Exactly.
You're going to go. It's just a matter of, you'll see it renovated. So
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Coming down out of heaven, New Jerusalem.
That's right. Well, Ray, services at Calvary Southwest. What's going on right now?
Right now, I just started a new study through the Gospel of Matthew. The series is Movers and Makers. So we're going to make our way through the entire Gospel of Matthew. And I titled it Movers and Makers because the word movers is also defined as influencer. Mm. And there's a lot of influencers, and people are being influenced, and they're looking to these influencers on YouTube, Snapchat, or wherever they may be influencing from. And my heart is that people would come and study the Gospel of Matthew with us and know that God wants to influence them through his word, and then use them as influencers in their home, the place where they work, wherever they go to school, and the community, because God is looking for spiritual influencers to influence our family, our friends, our coworkers, and our neighbors with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm super excited about going through the Gospel of Matthew. I actually have never taught through it before. So it's fresh.
All right.
Manna for me. It's fresh. And it's just been super exciting. God's already doing a powerful work through the Gospel of Matthew.
And service times?
9 o'clock and 11 o'clock every Sunday morning.
All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest. Go to calvarysouthwest.com to look up any of the information we talked about, including the Bible study starting tonight for the ladies and so much more. We're out of time, Ray, but I do want to quickly mention there's a Thanksgiving outreach coming up, and that'll be on the website as well, and we'll keep you updated. But Ray, thanks so much for your time, and we'll look forward to hearing you keeping it real this Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Steve, for always having me on. You guys are such a blessing. I appreciate you guys.
Likewise. Love you. Likewise, brother. All right, more coming after the break on ABQ Connect.